Tonight, I want to bring a message from this psalm. Now, you have to sort of read between the lines on the psalm to get the point that I want to make tonight, but I don't think it's a stretch. I think that one of the things that the psalmist David was telling us in this psalm is a truth that goes along with the truth that the Lord gave us this morning. I just direct your attention again to verse 5, where the Bible says, "Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head." If you were here this morning, and I just want to review a little bit, because I wouldn't say this is part two of the message this morning, but it's a complementary message. It goes along with the message this morning. So if you were here this morning, you heard me talk about the gifts of the Spirit. And we used 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, where the Bible says, "Covet earnestly the best gifts." And the point of my message was this morning that God gives us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gives us those gifts that we talked about this morning so that we can use them to help other people. The gifts of the Spirit are not so that for our benefit. They're not so that we can bring advantage to ourselves. They're given to us so that we can be a help to other people. And so that's why God tells us to covet. I mean, everywhere else in the Bible, he says covetousness is a sin, and he warns us over and over again not to covet. One of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not covet. But he says in that particular verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, I want you to covet. And I want you to covet the best gifts that the Holy Spirit has to offer, because I want you to use those gifts to help other people. Now, the danger comes in, and the problem comes in, and Christians get into trouble, and they're miserable when they seek those gifts, and God gives them those gifts, and they keep them to themselves. They bottle them up, they receive the gifts of the Spirit that God has, and they don't use them to help anybody else. And that's when we become miserable as Christians, when God has given us something to use and to share with other people, and we hoard it, and we keep it for ourselves. And so again, our responsibility is to covet those gifts. We're commanded by God to do it, so that we can use them as a help to other people. Now, so here's David. He says in the psalm, "I want the righteous to smite me. It'll be a kindness. I want him to reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil." As I read, and he said earlier in that psalm, "Let me not eat of their dainties." Now, again, I believe one of the things the psalmist was talking about was something that could destroy him. Something that, if not used the right way, would destroy his testimony, and would bring a reproach into his life. And again, David wasn't talking about attacks. David knew what it was to be attacked. He had different people in his life come after him. And we remember King Saul, in his jealousy, came after David, tried to kill him, threw a javelin at him a couple different times. And David knew what it was to be attacked. He knew what it was to have people curse at him. When Absalom tried to take over the throne and David fled from Jerusalem because he didn't want to fight his son, there was a man named Shimei that met him and cursed him and actually threw stones and dirt at him as he was leaving Jerusalem. But that's not what he's talking about in these verses. It's not the attacks. It's not the cursing that comes from other people. It's not even when his best friend, one of his best friends, deserted him. Again, when Absalom was taken over, Ahithophel deserted him, sided with Absalom, deserted his best friend. But David's saying, those in Psalm 141, those are not the things I'm talking about that I'm worried about. Those are not the things that I'm talking about that if people give me, if I don't use it in the right way, if I don't channel it in the right way, it's not the attacks of enemies. It's not the cursing of enemies. It's not when my best friends turn against me. I think what David is saying is, if I'm not careful, when people give me compliments, when they speak sweet words to me, when they try to praise me, if I don't respond to that in the right way, if I don't channel it in the right way, it'll destroy my testimony. And so he says, I'd rather be reproved. I'd rather be smitten than I would to have compliments that I'm not going to treat or channel in the right way. And I know I may not be making much sense to you, but just hang on for a minute. I'm going to tie it together with the truth that we talked about this morning. And don't misunderstand me. I think we should speak words of praise to other people. I think we should show our gratitude. I think we should be quick to give compliments to others. I think ingratitude is one of the worst sins that a Christian could have. Not being thankful to God. Not being thankful to the people that God put in his life. I'm so thankful for the people that God has put in my life. I'm so thankful for the way they have influenced my life. I'm so thankful for the way I thank God every day for all of you that he's put you in my life to be an influence on me, to help me, to love me. I'm not trying to dissuade anybody from giving compliments. I'm not trying to dissuade anybody from being thankful. I'm not trying to dissuade anybody from offering praise to other people. But what I want to warn you about tonight is how we handle that. Because I think it works the same way as what we talked about this morning in receiving the gifts from God. So I see a need in another person's life. They have a decision to make, or they need to be encouraged, or they need help in some area of their life. One of the gifts of the Spirit would allow us to help them. And so we go to God and we say, God, I covet this gift of the Spirit. I covet this gift of faith. Increase my faith. I covet this gift of wisdom. I covet this gift of discernment. Not so that I can bring advantage to my life, so that I can help this other person that has a need. And God says, okay, I'll honor that request. I'll honor that desire. I will give you that gift of the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives us that gift, and we channel it through us to help that other person. The other person offers gratitude. The other person offers a word of thanks. Here's what ought to happen. It ought to flow through us back to God, just like the gift flowed through us to that other person. You see, we're just a conduit. We're just a channel. We're just a pipe, so to speak. And the two greatest dangers that a Christian faces in their life is getting the gift of the Holy Spirit and keeping it bottled up in their life and not using it as God has intended. And then when somebody compliments them because they've used that gift, if they've used it, to keep that compliment or keep that praise bottled up and not send it back toward God. Because who was it that provided the help to that other person? Who was it that provided what that other person needed? It wasn't the channel, it was God. It wasn't the person that it flowed through. Now, again, we ought to keep ourselves open. And I praise God for people that let the Holy Spirit use them. I praise God for people that don't fight the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit leads them to be a help to other people, they're obedient. And they put themselves in the way of the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit use them to help that other person. But when that other person offers praise and that other person offers compliments and that other person offers gratitude, it doesn't belong to the person that Holy Spirit used. It belongs to the Holy Spirit. It belongs to God. And we ought to channel it back to Him and give it back to Him. And so somebody's facing a decision and they come to you and ask for your advice. You ought to pray and covet the gift of wisdom from the Holy Spirit, so that you can, as you counsel them and making that decision, you're not giving them your wisdom, you're giving them the Holy Spirit's wisdom. Offer that counsel, but do it with the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives. Somebody's discouraged. You want to be an encouragement to them. So you go to God and you covet the gift of faith. Lord, increase my faith so I can be an encouragement to that other person. And God increases your faith and allows you to be an encouragement to that person. So that person offers their thanks. And again, you were used of the Holy Spirit, but the thanks needs to go back to Him. The thanks needs to go back to God. The glory needs to go back to Him. Somebody's sick and they ask you to pray. And you go to God and say, God, I want the gift of healing. I want the gift of being able to pray and see you work in that person's life. And God grants you that gift, and you pray. And again, we've heard many, many testimonies in this place of how God answers the prayer for healing. The praise does not go back to the one doing the praying. The praise goes back to the one that gives the healing. The praise goes back to God, who again, uses us as channels. Look, we've heard a lot about the water crisis that's going on in our city. And by the way, I forgot to mention this morning, so let me just stop and say it right now while I'm thinking about it. The disaster relief team is passing out water at Mount Carmel Baptist Church. They're doing it every day except for Sunday between 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock. If anybody would like to volunteer and go over there and help them, it would mean lifting cases of bottles from where they have them stored and helping them put them in people's cars. And so it's not one bottle at a time, it's cases of bottles at a time. If you'd be interested in helping out, you see me after the service. I have a guy's phone number. They've had a team up from Virginia this past week, and Brother Dick and Laura Spock were involved in it last week. In fact, they were here last Sunday and took some time away from being over there to be here. But if you'd be interested in working with them, let me know, and I'll give you the guy's number, and you can call him and find out when he needs you. But here's why I thought about that. So, you know, we take water for granted. What's been in the news lately has reminded us that even the things we take for granted, we need to be thankful for. So when you go to your faucet and you turn on your water, how many of you thank the pipes? Anybody thank their water pipes lately? Anybody complimented their water pipes lately? You have, Brother John? You compliment because you didn't want lead in them, right? Oh, okay. All right. But you know, most of us don't compliment our water pipes. They're there and the water passes through them from wherever it comes from to our faucets. My point is tonight, that's what we are. We're pipes. We're conduits. We're instruments of God to get His blessings to people that need them. Now, some of you have experienced this. What happens when the pipes get clogged up? Huh? You had a problem. The water's still there. Water still wants to get to the faucet. But when the pipes get clogged up, the water can't get to where it's needed or where it's supposed to be. Same thing happens in the kingdom of God when His conduits get clogged up. That's us. The blessings are still there. The person that needs the blessings are still there. But when the pipes get clogged up, you say, preacher, how does the pipes get clogged up? We try to keep the blessings for ourselves. We pray for the gifts of God, and then we use them for ourselves instead of channeling them to someplace else. Now, we don't thank our water pipes, but when somebody is blessed of God, their first reaction is to thank the conduit that God has used. And there's nothing wrong with that. Again, I praise God for people that let the Holy Spirit use them to meet other people's needs. But we as conduits ought to realize that we weren't to help. God was to help. And so the compliments, as they come back to the pipe, through to the conduit, ought to flow back through us to the source of the blessing, to God, to the Holy Spirit. That's the point of my message tonight. It goes both ways. The blessings come this way through us. The praise ought to go back this way through us, back to the one who sent the blessings. Let me give you some examples. Sometimes people praise us for who we are. Who we are. And who we are is what God made us. People talk about self-made men. There are no self-made men. There are men that have used the abilities that God has given them in the way that God has wanted them to use them. But God made you. And so if somebody praises you for who you are, you turn around and give praise to God. If somebody praises you for something you've done, who gave you the ability to do it? Who gave you the strength to do it? Who gave you the gift to do it? God did. If somebody praises you for what you've done, you turn around and give praise to God. And again, people need to realize that when we praise others for the blessings that God has sent through them, we are indeed praising the one that sent them. We are praising God. Jesus said one time, he said, as he was teaching, and he was talking about doing things for other people. He says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was naked, you gave me clothes. When I was in prison, you came and visited me. And the people he was talking to said, Lord, we've never seen you hungry and fed you. We've never seen you thirsty and gave you something to drink. We've never seen you naked and clothed you. We've never seen you in prison and come and visited you. And Jesus said, no. But in that you've done it to the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. You've done it unto me. Paul, on the road to Damascus, when he saw that bright light, then he asked the question, Lord, who are you? Who art thou, Lord? And the voice from heaven came back, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Now, Paul never persecuted Jesus in the flesh, in person, but he persecuted a lot of Jesus' disciples. And Jesus said, when you persecute my kids, when you persecute my children, when you persecute my disciples, you persecute me. And so I use those two things. The thing that Jesus said, that if we've done it to the least of these, my brethren, we've done it unto him. I use this, what he's told Paul, you persecute me. When we take the blessings of God, the gifts of the Spirit, and let them be channeled through us to other people, it is really God that is providing that blessing. And when the thanks comes back, it doesn't need to stop in the conduit. It doesn't need to stop in the pipe. It needs to go back to the one who provided the blessing. There's two types of people that are miserable tonight. Two types of Christians that are miserable tonight. Those that keep the gifts of the Spirit only for themselves and don't let them flow through to help other people. And then those that keep the praise to themselves and don't let it flow back to God. So my message for today, for both this morning and tonight, is keep the pipe clean. Keep the pipe clear. Let the blessings flow this way. Let the praise flow this way. and you just, and again, the analogy is good. Keep the pipe clean. Keep all the drudge out of the pipe. Keep all the things that would clog it up out of the pipe. Let the blessings flow. Let the thanks flow. Let the blessings flow. Let the thanks flow. And God will be glorified. Amen. He'll be glorified. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for these simple, simple truths. We praise you tonight. We praise you. Thank you for the privilege of being used. Thank you for the privilege of coveting those gifts and being able to use them to help other people. And Father, help us to flow the thanks back to you. Help us to point to you and say, glory to God, glory to God. He's the author of the blessings. He's the sender of the blessings. He's the giver of the blessings. All glory goes to him. I pray tonight if there's just one person here that doesn't know Christ as their Savior, they can't receive the gifts of the Spirit because they don't have the Spirit, because they don't know Jesus. I pray, Holy Spirit, you'd help them see their sin tonight. Their sin separates them from God. It will separate them from God forever. There's nothing they can do to pay for their sins except pay the price, which is separation from you. But Father, help them to see what Jesus did for them on Calvary. Help them see the price that he paid for their sin. And tonight, help them to put aside every excuse that they've used in the past to receive Jesus and come to him and receive the gift of salvation that he offers to every single person. They have enough faith because you've dealt to every person a measure of faith to believe and to receive. Help them to use that faith tonight, if they never have before, to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Just bless this time of invitation. Again, Father, speak to our hearts. Help us to be obedient. I ask all this in Christ's name. Amen.